Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this beautiful Sunday, the first Sunday in September. God has given us another month, another day to live in this world and to be faithful to His witness and to be His witnesses in this world. What a great joy to be together and worship God together in this house and also online on Zoom. And God bless you all wherever you are. The announcements are on the second page in the bulletin, if you want to follow that with me. Our Georgia Mountain Food Bank collection is still in progress, and please donate to that cause in kind or in cash. The book is still available on sale, which will help our Sunday school class. And also, we are looking for volunteers as we continue our ministry here. We need more volunteers to take up some of the responsibilities. Please see me or Gail or Martha, contact either any of us, so if you are interested. The address to mail your checks and offerings or any other communications to the church is posted on the screen and your bulletin. Please use that address to mail your mails. If you have anybody who needs or who you think needs assistance due to this COVID-19 and struggling with paying their rent or placing food on the table, we are here to help as much as we can as a small church. Please let me know, have them call me or text me. We'll get in touch with them and offer as much assistance as we could do as a church. I have a couple of announcements that is not listed there. Our charge conference is announced this year. It's on October 18th, Sunday. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's going to be online, and it is going to be with some other churches in this cluster, and the details will follow, but it is on October 18th, Sunday at 3 p.m. Please note that as many as you can attend, please also attend that. Since it is on Zoom, we'll send out the link for that. You can join from wherever you are, on your phone or on your computer. We need to have a church council meeting before our charge conference. So we are looking at September 20th, three Sundays from today to third Sunday. If that's a possible date for everybody, we can do it on Zoom as well. And some of us can meet here at the church. We need to have a budget and also have the leadership listed or established for the next year. Before the charge conference, we need to have that. And I've been in talks with the leadership team of the church, and I also talked to Martha, our church council leader, and she and I had been talking. Maybe if it is a good date, September 20th at 3 p.m., please note that also that we can attend together. Couple of suggestions came up that we wanted to have a garage sale that we have been missing for some time. And we are talking about a Saturday in October. Keep that in our prayers and our plans, and based on everybody's availability, we'll pick a Saturday. We'll announce that in the next few weeks, and then pray about it. And also, I know we are all dying to get back together to have our lunch together, and I miss that. Our celebration Sunday, we used to have our lunch together at the dining hall. Let us pray about it, and hopefully in November, towards the last part of November, maybe around Thanksgiving, we can hopefully join together and have a lunch again. And we'll have to do it one day, and let us see if we can try it in November. Let us pray about it first. That, you know, some breakthrough will happen before that, so we can freely go there. But even if there are some distancing rules, we can still plan on it. The attendance and collections are listed in our bulletin for your prayers and our planning. Please pray about our church and our future of this church. Continue to be active in the church. And also, we need some more membership. Some of our visitors who have been regularly visiting our church probably will plan on joining the church, and pray about that. And also, your donations are needed, and continue to pray for our ministry in this community. Are there any other announcements? anybody wants to do that, it's a blessing. And please let us know. If there are no other announcements, so let us continue with our worship today. God has given us another day to be here. God gave us the health and strength to get up and see a new morning. And His grace and mercies are new every morning. And here we are worshiping together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So if you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 144, This is My Father's World.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. Jesus, thy sand seems this and the wonders from. This is my Father's world. The birds, the carols ring. The morning light, the lily white declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's. Hear Him fast, He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's word. Oh, let me never forget that though the wrong seems all so strong, He is the ruler yet. This is my Father's word.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, a place near your altar, O Lord God Almighty. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us together to come together and humbly present ourselves to praise you and honor you. We thank you for the opportunity and the privilege you have given us to gather in your name, because you have loved us and sent us to this world, your Son Jesus Christ, who died for us so that we could become your children and call you Father. Thank you for the many blessings that you shower upon us every day and covering us with your love and protection, Lord. We thank you for life with all its lives and joys and blessings, along with the problems that we may face during the journey in our lives. You are there always to be with us and comfort us and hold us to help us. In your presence we find peace, O Lord, and in your guidance we find answers. And in your protection we feel secure. As we come before you today, Lord, bless us as we are. Bless us according to your will and your mercies and according to your time. Above all, we pray that you will fill us with your peace. Help us together to worship you in truth and in spirit, to honor your name and lift your name up, so that your people be blessed. Bless us through our singing, in our meditation of our word, and the communion that we partake today. We pray that you will bless us and empower us with your Holy Spirit so that we can be more powerful witnesses for your love in this world. Continue to guide us as a church, Lord, as we step into a new church here. Bless us with your wisdom as plan for activities. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Let your name be lifted up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time, our fellowship time now. We can say hi to everybody by unmuting online, and also wherever you are, you can just wave to each other and say hi to each other.
Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to see everyone here. And we have a group of people here. I wanted to see you all again on the camera. Jack and Linda and Jerry and Margaret, Dean, Eddie and Miss Jean and Ailey and Kyle. Hope you could see all of them. At least online. All right. We'll have an anthem from the choir today. It's There's a Great Day Coming. 292 in the Red Book. It will be led by Abigail. This is her song. Right? Ready? Are you ready? All right. You can be seated, and the choir will sing the anthem. Responsive reading will be done by Ms. Lou online. It is Psalm 139 verses 1 through 12. If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading. It's also listed in your insert in the bulletin.
Oh Lord, you have touched me and known me.
You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar.
You search out my path and my land down, and acquaint with all my ways.
Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it altogether.
You pursue me behind and before, and lay your hands upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it.
Whither shall I go from your spirit?
Or whither shall I flee from your presence?
If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in soul, you are there.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the night about me be night.
Even the darkness is not dark to you, the night is bright as the day.
for darkness is light with you.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As a church family, we come together to worship together as well as also share our prayers of blessings so that we can thank God together and also bring our prayers of burdens and concerns, lift them up to the throne of grace of God. God's promise is that He will answer our prayers according to His will and also according to His time. So let us bring and share our prayers of blessings as well as burdens together so that we can thank God and pray for those things that need our concerns as well. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, will not He also along with Him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? If God is the one who justifies, that is the promise of God, that He will give everything according to His will. So let us share our prayers of blessings and our concerns together. The items are listed on the screen that we continue to pray for these items and also at the back of the bulletin if you want to follow that. Use that list on your regular prayer time at home. Couple of items of praise that we wanted to bring up. I was told by Dean that Danny and Marianne is getting better and she walked a few steps in the hospital or therapy center that she is in. They went on a vacation to Hawaii and got COVID. It's been about a couple of months now. Yes. And they hopefully can come back by the end of September, which is a good news. Let us continue to pray for that and thank God for the continued healing that He is providing. And heard from Martha today. Martha, thank you for joining, and it's a great joy to have you online. Do you want to share anything?
Yes, I just want to thank everybody again for their love and their prayers. They are working. God's still in the miracle business.
Yes.
And I'm just so thankful.
Yes, she's feeling better, and she started her second cycle of chemo, which we need to continue and keep in our prayers that it will be a successful recovery for her, and also be strong in spirit and in body. Let us continue to keep her in our prayers. The Ernest Hall family, Ernest is still in the same situation, right? We need a lot of prayers for them. And he's on a care, 24-hour care now. So please keep the whole family in our prayers for his strength in his body as well as peace in their family during this time. Miss Lou, I heard James had to go back to the doctor. Do you want to share anything about it?
Yes, found modulus in his lungs and also bacteria in his lungs, so he's got to go to the doctor on the 3rd. He's going to a specialist over at the hospital.
Okay. James, you will be in our prayers. Be strong, and we'll keep you in our prayers as you...
Yeah, we pray that everything will be all right, and the doctor didn't want to start to put him on antibiotics. They wanted to make sure that he had the right time.
Okay. We'll keep that in our prayers. Let us keep our country as a whole in our regular prayers, particularly during this year. We are in a very unique situation with a lot of stressful items looming around us. And it's an election year. So it's a very unique year in many cases. But God is good, and He is also in the middle of it. Even though many people don't recognize that fact, God is in the middle of this chaos. And He knows what is going on. He will have a handle on this, even when we are afraid. So let us keep calm and be at peace, because God has everything in His control. Let us pray that God will provide the right environment for our elections. There's a lot of confusion going back and forth. Hatred and violence happening around us, but as people of God, we are called to be at peace, and we are peacemakers, and that is our main calling in this time. So let us pray that God will continue to work in this country and have the right people elected, have a peaceful election time, and also for this COVID-19 to come to an end. And it has to come one day, and we know that it's coming. Let us pray that an effective vaccine or medicine will come and also contain this disease so that we can all get back together again and have our fellowship times. Let's pray for our frontline workers, healthcare workers, and our grocery and delivery workers and trash workers and all those service people who are working in behind the scenes, putting their lives at risk. Let us be thankful for their service and keep them in our prayers.
I would like to just add a blessing that Marcus and I were rear-ended on Friday. God always takes care of us. We're fine. The truck is fine enough. And the gentleman who hit us is fine. And so that's always, God has just always taken care of us. And I'm very thankful for that whole scenario.
That is great to know. God protects us even when we are not aware of it. He holds us in the palm of his hands. What a great story to know. Are there any other items to call out, especially prayer items or praise items? Anybody online?
Yeah, just an update on Nick. He's now tier one for a heart transplant. He has A negative blood. It's difficult to play to pray for someone to get a heart, because for someone to get a heart, someone else has to lose it. But he is on life support in Nashville at the VA now.
We'll pray for Nick, who is waiting for a heart transplant. Let us keep him in our prayers and his family for peace during this time. Any other prayer items or praise items? If not, let us go to God in prayer and take a few moments in the beginning in silent prayers where we can bring out our unspoken prayers. Loving God and our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us in our lives. To see one more day in this world is a gift, Lord, and we thank you for that. We are grateful for our family, our friends, and our church, and all those that are around us that you gave us in this world. We are thankful for that. Thank you for the many blessings you shower upon us, Lord, even when we don't deserve it. You are covering us with your love and protection even when we are not aware of it, and we thank you for that. We come before you as your children and sharing our prayers of blessings and concerns together, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings you give us, especially we thank you for the safety and you protecting Marcus and Lisa from that accident that happened this past weekend. How safely that you keep us and protect us, Lord, in the situations that we go through. We thank you for that. We also thank you for the continued healing for Marianne in Hawaii as she started walking. We pray that you will bless Danny and Marianne to continue with their treatment there and to be able to come back home soon. We also thank you for Martha as she is recovering. Continue to pray that you will be with her as she goes through the second cycle of chemo, that it will be effective, and we pray for a complete healing and a miracle. Thank you for her leadership in this church, and even when she is not able to come here, Lord, she is doing everything she can from online. And thank you for her presence in our fellowship. Be with her and her family and fill them with your peace that passeth all understanding. We pray for Jack as he is worshiping with us here today. We pray that you will continue to be with Jack and Linda also as a family and bless them with your peace as he's continuing with his dialysis. We pray for Ernest Howell and family as he is in care now with a lot of different things happening around him. We pray that your special blessing be upon him during this time, and also the whole family. We commit into your hands so that your peace will be in their hearts and minds. We also pray for James as he's going back to check up on his diagnosis for the plan that they have to take about the treatment. We pray that you'll be with him and the doctors and nurses who treat them, that they treat him that they will be guided with your wisdom to make the right decisions. And we above all pray for peace in their lives, in Miss Lou and James, that will be filled with your peace and your presence, comforted every day. We pray for Nick as he is in the hospital on life support, waiting for a heart transplant. We pray that you will open the right doors at the right time and bless him with your presence, Lord, and comfort him and his family during this time of difficulty that they are going through. We pray for all of those people who are listed in this prayer in various ways, Lord. Bless them according to their needs and heal them who need healing in their body and their souls. We particularly pray for our country. As a nation, we are facing many challenges, and also as an election year we are coming through in the next couple of months. We pray that you control and you guide us as a nation, our leaders, so that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit. Give them the wisdom to do the right thing and talk about the right things, to be a blessing to this country and to this world. To help us, Lord, to be at peace and not to be panicking, but know that there is a God who is in control of all these situations. We pray that you'll have a peaceful election in this country, and also we pray for an end to this pandemic. Lord, we know that you have a plan for everything. Help us to be patient. As we plan on various things that we want to do as a church, we pray that you'll guide us with the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that we need to make the right decisions as we plan on many things in the future. We also pray for the essential people who are working behind the scenes to support us and service us. We are grateful for their service at this time, Lord. And also we pray for their safety and protection. Bless them, Lord, as wherever they are, and protect them from all harm. We pray for all our military people and their families and all those who are fighting in the front lines, protecting and guarding our freedom. We have the freedom to worship here because of them, Lord. And we pray that you will be with them and comfort them with your presence, and also give them peace. Be with us, Lord, as a church as we go into the new year. Pray that you will give us the vision to be more faithful in the ministry that you have given us in this community and in this world, so that we can be a beacon of light in this part of the city to spread the good news of Jesus Christ in this community. Help us, Lord, to worship you together as one church, as one people, in one spirit. As we take part communion today, Lord, let your Holy Spirit empower us and fill us with the power that we need to go out and be the witnesses for you in the days to come. Be with us again, and let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed as we pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now it's our offertory time, as the ushers can come and take up the offering at this time.
Thank you.
offerings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all loving heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Source of all that we have and all we are in you, O Lord. You are the most gracious and merciful God who gives us everything that we need, even when we don't deserve it. But in Jesus Christ, you have given everything, Lord, and more than we could ever deserve. We offer ourselves at this time and bring before you a portion of what you have given us. Help us, Lord, to find joy as we freely give our prayers, our presence and gifts and service to support the ministry of this church and your mission to this world. We ask you to accept this offering of your people. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In the name of your Son and our Lord, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading. It is taken from Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 16.
Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave until I have done what I promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the word that you have given us to be a blessing in our lives and also life and spirit to this world. As we come before your word, Lord, bless us with an obedient spirit that we will obey whatever you ask us to do, and also a humble spirit. Bless us with your wisdom and illumine our souls that we can be empowered by your word and to know the deeper meanings of the stories in the Bible. As we continue the study of Genesis, we pray that you will bless us with the truths and the spiritual stories behind it, so that it will be a blessing not only in our lives but also to this world through our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we continue with the study of Genesis, we are at chapter 28. We talked about Jacob and Esau, the children of Isaac, that we talked about last Sunday. And Jacob was the second son among the twins. Even that means he came out after Esau. So Esau became technically the older one, but Jacob was holding on to his heel, Esau's heel, to claim the right of the firstborn rights. Anyway, that all that story that we talked about in the last Sundays. Jacob has grown up, and then Jacob and Esau were growing together. And we read about the story of Esau selling the birthright or the firstborn rights to Jacob for a bowl of lentil soup. We read that in the previous chapter. And then Jacob cheated his father by dressing up as Esau and also obtained Esau's blessing as the first son, firstborn, and then received the blessing. Among all of these things, Jacob was planning and scheming things and making a successful life on his own. And he wanted to be successful in life with any way he can get. And he would do any tricks or any ways to get that, whatever his heart desires. So he was kind of a self-made man, or at least he thought he was. And the more he was trying to make himself successful, the more trouble that he was getting into. In all of these things, where he was getting all the things that he wanted, he was creating an enmity between him and his brother. And his life is now at stake because his brother is so angry at him and he wants to kill him. So his parents advised him to run away from home, you know, because it is better to run away from home than be killed by Esau. So here we see Jacob running for his life to go to his uncle's house so that he can get settled in peace somewhere else and have a wife and all plans that he had for the future. Someone said that all of us are self-made people, only the successful will admit it. That is the truth. When we think that we are all self-made people, there is a truth behind it, even when our choices make what we are. And Jacob made many choices that he thought that will make him successful and get all that he wanted in his life. And then he saw the reality of life where he had to run away from his own family and his own town. And he's in a place where he had left the home, and on his way to this place, his uncle's house, and on his way he laid down to rest and go to sleep. And the sky was his roof and the earth was his bed. And he took a stone as his pillow. What else can you ask for? And when you have a stone as your pillow and the sky as your roof, how low can you get in your life? You don't have anywhere to go, anywhere to look up to for anything. You are there. Jacob is now looking at the sky and lying on the ground trying to go to sleep. There was a soldier that I read a story that a soldier went for a rifle tournament, taking a rifle competition. And after the competition was over, the young soldier was really depressed over his poor performance. And he turned in his car and looked at his car so depressingly and turned it to his sergeant and said, "Man, I feel like shooting myself." And the sergeant took the card and looked at it and said, "Yeah, you better take two bullets." Sometimes our lives are like that. So bad that we want to shoot ourselves twice. And some people have such a hard time in life that they couldn't even do that themselves, even if they tried. You know, they can't kill themselves even if they tried. Jacob was in some kind of situation like this, a man of great schemes and plans, and was one who would do anything to get his heart's desires. He thought he was getting everything with that, but in the meantime, he was also spinning his own web and trapping himself in the anger and hatred of his own brother and had to run away. So there have been a lot of people that we know in our history as well today, schemers and cheaters and tricksters who play a lot of games. Particularly in the financial world, we see that a lot of people cheat each other in stock markets and retirements, and all of those people that we see and read about those things. Jacob was such an impostor and a trickster, but he ultimately found that in the middle of all his plannings, there is something beyond his control, that somebody beyond him that is guiding him, and he's trying to realize that in this situation where he was alone. And he identified himself as Esau, his brother, and masked him with his Esau's robe to steal the blessings from his father. So now, was he really Jacob or was he really Esau? Because he's dressed up himself as Esau, and he got the birthrights, and he cheated his brother and cheated his father, stole all of these things that Esau had the rights for, and now Jacob dressed himself as Esau, and now here Jacob is with a confusion of identity. Is he really Jacob who wants to be Esau, which he did? So who is he? So he's kind of getting really confused with all of these things, and he's waiting here to going running away from home. The first night was a very stressful night for him because he was confused, he was masked, his identity was masked, and he didn't know exactly what he will be facing in the future. Many things sometimes we appear, and as Christians, we only want to appear as Christians sometimes. And we want to take on the identity to be Christians, but inside we are not changed. We have other things inside, but we want to appear before others as Christians. That is what hypocrisy is, that Jesus called out. And he called different names for it, that I don't want to really go into that. But ultimately, God wants us to be Christians inside and outside. And do not be having a masked personality or a masking Christians. Now, I don't have to tell you about mask these days. We all have masks now. Sometimes we know familiar people and we look at them with the mask on. We don't know who they are. And we can't even recognize them because of the mask we are wearing nowadays. But Christianity should not be a masked identity. It is an open identity, where when people see you and me, they ought to see Christ. That's why we are Christians. And if not, we need to take off the mask and be honest in front of God and in front of others. That is what Jacob wanted, or God wanted Jacob to do during this time, this encounter that they had. So here he is waiting to get to sleep in a stressful night away from home, lonely. And the first day was very stressful, and he reached a certain place and he stopped for the night. Like I said, the sky was the roof and the earth was his blood, his bed, and a rock was his pillow. And in the middle of nowhere, that's what I would call at that time, the middle of nowhere. That's a very confusing term, right? I have a, can nowhere have a middle? Can have a center? The phrase that we use, nowhere, cannot have a middle or a center. It is a phrase that we use to say that you don't know where you are particularly. You are in the middle of nowhere, not nowhere to go to. So anyway, you all get the point that where Jacob was at this situation. The security of the home had been replaced by the dangers of the night. The comfort of his parents' tent has been replaced by the wide open sky in the desert. Behind him lays the hometown where he ran away from, whose Esau was waiting to kill him. And it was right when he found a place to lie down and sleep, the sun was setting and the light was dimming as he went to sleep, and he was weak and tired and confused and not at peace at all. Then his self-centered nature cast a dark shadow over his life, and in that depression comes a heavenly dream. That's what we see in this dream. He saw in his dream of a ladder going up to heaven from where he lay down, and he saw angels climbing up and down the ladder between earth and heaven. And that's when he saw that there is a place beyond where he could imagine that God wants him to grow up to. God brings heaven down to earth when he sees his children sleeping in the middle of nowhere. Just as the Lord did not leave Jacob in his day of distress on that first lonely night away from his home, God will not leave us alone. God himself came down to this world to bring the light and peace and truth to shine in the darkness. Jesus came as the light of the world so that you and I can be that light shining in this dark world. God prepared a ladder on the cross of Calvary with Jesus Christ hanging between earth and heaven so that anybody who wants to accept that fact can be part of that heavenly kingdom through believing Jesus Christ on the cross. There is an infinite and eternal communication that started when God met us through Jesus Christ on that cross of Calvary. So whatever we are going through in our lives, spinning our own wheels and webs and find ourselves in the middle of nowhere, remember that there is a God who will bring heaven on earth. He will bring the heaven to this earth when he sees his own children struggling and being lonely and have no place to go and find yourself in the middle of nowhere. Lord promised Jacob on that night that the land his fathers that he has given and promised will be given to him. And God told him, I am going to be with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. God is a faithful God who will not leave us and forsake us. He is a faithful God who will fulfill our promise to the end. And as Jeremiah talks in chapter 29, we said, God has plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. His plans are always better than our schemes and our plans. And Jacob realized that on that night, that there is a God above all who will bring heaven to earth for his children. God loves to intervene and meet us when we are empty, when we are lonely, and when we wanted to run away from home. Heaven comes down to earth when we are the most in need. God came through as a friend and gave him a promise. That's what we read today. Up to that point, everything seemed to be okay for Jacob. The Lord was obviously on his side, he thought. But now he was confirming that he need to change his ways so that God can use him for the way God wants him to be in this world. And also he had this dream, and then he woke up, and then all of a sudden he still found himself where he was, lonely, in that earth, in the same situation. But one thing he realized after the dream that we read there in chapter 16, he woke up and said, surely the Lord is in this place, but I did not know it. How many times have we looked behind and said, wow, God was there in the middle of it, but we did not know it. How many times we look back and we had been afraid and scared and struggled through situations and did not know how to get through this time. And then after everything is done and we look back and say, oops, I missed God. He was still there even when I did not know it. That was an oops moment for Jacob to find out that even in the midst of his selfishness, his cheating and his trickery and all that games that he was playing, a faithful God, a loving God was with him, even with Jacob. If God was so faithful to be with Jacob in the midst of that situation, how more faithful he would be with us. There is no sinner who God cannot save, and there is no place where God cannot redeem us from. So no matter how far we stray away from God, his grace is always with us. And Jacob realized that on that day. A new realization that his God was not distant or unconcerned, but present in the very stones of the ground that he had placed under his neck for his support. He took the stone on which he rested and set that as a pillar of remembrance or a monument and he called that place Bethel. We do have places of Bethel in our lives. And he took that stone, the pillow that he placed us, and then placed it as a monument. And then he made it an altar to make sacrifice and worship God there. A dream that God has given him to realize that God is in the middle of it. And also that dream that God gave him said it is not the end of it, but he is going to have a future and he needs to pursue it. And that is where Jacob started his own journey, as we continue to learn his story in the coming weeks. C.S. Lewis said that God whispers to us in our pleasures and shouts to us in our pain. Pain and suffering is God's megaphone to rouse the sleeping world to wake up. Once the vision is seen and the way is shown, we must wake up and get up, and we must follow the vision God gave us to reach that destination. So Jacob went on to the land of his mother's people to take a wife and become prosperous. He remained and labored there for 20 years, and we'll come to that in the next part of his story. A God who is a God who will take you from the depth of the place where you are from and take you up and place your feet on a rock and give songs in our lives to sing. That is what we, our Christians, are supposed to experience in our lives when we go through that. John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace, was a slave trader. He was like Jacob. He wanted to do everything on his own and to be successful in his life. And he was an alcoholic. He was a very torturous and a very rude, rough slave master. And he transported hundreds of slaves across the ocean in the ship. And one time while he was steering his ship on the sea, he was caught up in a perfect storm. And he thought for sure that his ship was going to go down and be killed in that storm. Then he prayed the first time ever that there is a God, help me. And he barely survived that shipwreck. And amazingly, that shook up his life. And eventually, he became a Christian. And he became a pastor in England and served God for 40 years. And we have that great hymn that we all sing for centuries and generations now, Amazing Grace, from a person who had been an alcoholic, a slave trader, a torturous killer who changed his ways and accepted God, just like Jacob. As we come to this table today, we want to come to God as we are, not to be as masked people. God does not want our masked personalities, but He's looking in our hearts. So come before God as you are, because God is always faithful to take up as you are. And He knows our hearts and our desires more than ourselves. So let us take up this communion together as people of God. It's a privilege that God has given us to share the table together with among all the Christians around the world. And this is one thing that we all have in common, that we take one cup and one spirit that binds us together. So let us take part in this communion as children of God, with the promise that God has a better future for us. The United Methodist table is an open table. All are welcome to join, regardless of your age or denomination. As long as you believe in Jesus Christ, please come together and join this communion table together. Or anybody who is coming to the parking lot, can you let us know who is coming? Jean will be coming. Jan and Harry will be coming. Martha, do you want us to take communion to you?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
And anyone else? So we'll be here another 30 minutes or so until everybody's done at the front. So please come by if you want to. And let us continue with our communion service now. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and to seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love, our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of
Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise. I can see it. Heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us new covenant by water and spirit. On the night to which he gave himself for us, he took the bread. He gave thanks to you and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The table is open for everyone. As the ushers guide you, please come forward and take this communion. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is Nearer My God to Thee, 528 in this blue book. If you are able, please stand. 528. God is faithful that even when we find ourselves in the middle of nowhere, running away from our problems, He has a better future for us planned ahead. As we commit our lives into His hands, be there, He will be there, and also know that His presence will guide us and protect us and confirm us. And be at peace as you go from here. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.